Blog Talk Radio.
To the show this morning. Well, we're back here on Tuesdays with the Book by Book Success Project, hosted by Mr. Professor, author, playwright, teacher, husband, father, and so much more, and a good friend, Professor Terry Benjamin. Good morning and Happy New Year's.
Oh, good morning to you and Happy New Year to you. I tell you, I can't believe another year has come and gone, but I'm glad to be here and I'm really and be here with you.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, the first Tuesday of the year was actually New Year's. So, and we, of course, didn't want to do a show that morning, figuring that people would probably be asleep. I know I didn't get to bed until 2 o'clock a.m. that morning.
Same with me. Same with me.
But, yes.
They say, you know, what you were doing that night before really sort of set you up for, you know, for the new year. And me and my family, well, you know, we were in church. And we were in church when the was the new year. We were in church with our good friends and other family members. So we really where we needed to be, you know, for a prosperous new year.
Wow, wow, well, that's great. Well, I went to church as well, me and my husband, and unbeknownst, and some of the family members were there when we got there, and unbeknownst to me, I was called on to preach the word for it. I was called on to give the message.
What? Oh, that's great. Oh, Lisa, that is great.
Well, my pastor was out sick. Nobody knew it, and I got there expecting to, you know, I did not go prepared, you know, I wasn't prepared, so, because, well, the Holy Spirit told us, you know, we don't have to be prepared, He will speak for us.
Yes.
Through us, and so I knew that I would probably, you know, play some role as one of the ministers of the church, however.
Yes.
I had no clue it would be that. And the church was packed.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Quite seen it that packed in a little while.
Uh-huh.
Alone,
uh-huh.
New Year's Eve. And here I stand up and delivered a 40-minute message.
Oh, my goodness, great.
And,
what was your theme? What was your theme? I'm curious.
Well, my topic was the power of divine newness.
Oh, I love it. I love that.
Yeah, so,
wow.
Yeah, and I used three keys, the new heart, the new life, and the new mind, and gave scriptures, and just talked about how that because of we can have newness in those areas, our lives can be like a super breakthrough, a super success. So there you have it. So that's what
that's
going into the new.
Well, you keep on doing that through the whole 2013. See, that you set yourself in motion.
God did it. I had on
that
my white
so
socks. Look, I had on my white socks and my little, flat shoes. It was really fun. So out of
what?
But God
did
great.
That was great.
Funny. But now, so here you are with this awesome message. Really. Starting off the New Year's now, I'm teaching at the college, so I'm going to be running right out. The show will absolutely, just letting you people know, the show will absolutely end at 7:30 because I have to run.
Yeah, that's enough time. That's enough time because I like you, I start my first class today as well,
Yes, and hopefully not at 8:30 in the morning. No, that's good though. And then I ran into a good friend of yours at Union County College, and she says, do you know Terry Benjamin? I was like, do I know him?
Wow.
It was too funny. Dr. Joanne Davis at Union County.
Yes. Yes, I've known her for many, many years. Matter of fact, I think she and I started Union County College at the same time in 1973.
What? I care. You make me sound so old when you say that. That's
I'm the old one.
That's the year I dropped out of high school.
What?
I should have graduated before I dropped out in 73.
Wow.
Now, see, you should have called me way back then and said, girl, keep going.
But see, you dropped out, but you dropped back in, though.
Oh, yeah, and kept going.
That's what counts,
Yeah, so the topic that you have today, let me just pull that up and just let people know this is an awesome topic, and we welcome each and every one of you that are tuned in to the show. We appreciate the fact that you're following us and listening, and we know that you're getting something out of it. If you want to connect with either one of us, you can do so via Facebook. We have pages on Facebook, Terry Benjamin, also Coach Lalisa. But the topic, this is the Book by Book Success Project that Professor Benjamin brought to us last year, and we've been since last August, and we've run with it, and it's just been so successful. And there's other books that we'll be bringing up, your book, hopefully. Yeah, the topic today, From Poverty to Power, a book by James Allen. So I'm going to just let, Terry get right in and take it away and tell us about the book, what he gleaned from the book, what we should take away from this book, and then I'll come back.
Okay, Happy New Year to you and Happy New Year to our listeners. Thank you for the opportunity. And again, what I've done is I just sort of broke the book in half. The book is entitled From Poverty to Power by James Allen. And the first part is entitled The Path of Prosperity. And the second part is entitled The Way of Peace. But before I get into that book proper, I just want to say a little bit about James Allen. Now, here is a man who was born in 1864. But he died in 1912, which just goes to show that he only lived to be 48 years old. But in that time, he wrote over 18 books. Now, the thing was about him is that he was born, he was an orphan, but he was an avid reader. I mean, he read everything that he could about religions, although he did consider himself a Christian. And the first book that he wrote, unbeknownst to most people, was entitled From Poverty to Power. Now, most people know him for his second book, which is a book entitled As a Man Thinketh. And this book is really the book that sort of put him on the map in terms of just people knowing who he was. Many people, I think all the great thought leaders, if you go into their library, you will see this book here. This is from Darren Hardy to Wayne Dyer to all the other thought leaders in between. And this is a really a great book, and I just want to quote a couple of paragraphs before I go into From Poverty to Power. On the first page of As a Man Thinketh, James Allen makes it clear that this book is inspired by the Bible, because he says here on page number one that the book of Proverbs, chapter 23:7, proclaims, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. This adage reaches out to every condition of our circumstance of human endeavor. Each of us is literally what we think, our character being the complete sum of our thoughts. And so James Allen was saying basically what we need to do is through thought we build our character. And he says this about character. He says here, a noble and godlike character is not a thing of favor or chance, but is the natural result of continuous effort and right thinking, the effect of long cherished associations with godlike thought. And I like to also add, you know, it's not just godlike thought, but to be around godlike people. I know that when I am in church, I get a sense of completeness, of wholeness, that I don't get any place else, especially when I'm there with my family. And when I say my family, my wife, my daughter, my extended family, my daughter-in-law, her husband, their children, my grandchildren, and it's a sense of completeness, and it's a sense of peace that I only get when I am engaged in a work that is holy and that is righteous. And that's why I think this book here, although it was written in 1901, is really relevant to today. And what I like to do is look at the first part of the book and just sort of bring out some highlights that our readers can listen to and also respond to. And the first thing that I like to bring out, getting into the book, From Poverty to Power, James Allen talks a lot about how we can really make our life what we want it to be. As a matter of fact, in addition to this edition of the book, author R. Pell, PhD, is quoted by saying, and I really agree with this, he says that From Poverty to Power is a deeper reflection on the theme of self-development. It's philosophy that none of us are doomed to live the life we now have, and that we possess within ourselves the power to alter our lives for the better. So what he's saying is that it's up to us to make our lives better. And we can do that by looking at our environment and doing what we need to do to develop it to the best. And he says here, and this is from James Allen, he says here, cease your complaining and fretting. None of these things that you blame are the cause of your poverty. The cause is within yourself. And where the cause is, there's remedy. I want to say that again. It says here, cease your complaining and fretting. None of these things that you blame are the cause of your poverty. The cause is within yourself. And where the cause is, there is remedy. So again, we have the problem, but we also have the cure. And this is really encouraging because, again, a lot of people try to get out of the poverty, not relying that, you know what, we can do it. But he also helps us understand it's not just about money. And he says here, and I quote, if your real desire is to do good, there's no need to wait for money because you do it. You can do it now, this very moment, and just where you are. If you're really so unselfish as you believe yourself to be, you will show it by sacrificing yourself for others. No matter how poor you are, there's room for self-sacrifice. So he says that one of the reasons that we are poor, have this poverty, lack, is because we are selfish. And once we start to branch out, we can have what we need. And he says here, believe and you shall live. And here we have the true meaning of salvation, salvation from the darkness and the gates of evil, by entering into and realizing the living light of the eternal good, where there is fear, worry, anxiety, doubt, trouble, chagrin, or disappointment, there is ignorance and lack of faith. All these conditions of mind are the direct outcome of selfishness, and we are based upon the inherent belief in power and the supremacy of evil. So he says that poverty is really a reflection of evil. And if we move away from evil to the good, we will have all the things that we need. And again, I want to stress this again. You know, it is not a daily practice. That's why I really encourage our listeners to read every day, to read something motivational every single day. Because Jason Allen says here, you must daily practice the habit of putting your mind at rest, going into the silence, as it's commonly called. This is a method of replacing a troubled thought with one of peace, a thought of weakness with one of strength. So you succeed in doing this, you can hope to direct your mental forces upon the problem and pursuit of life with an appreciable measure of success. So he says we have to quiet our minds, that we have to find time for meditation. And the last point that I want to bring out is from a chapter entitled The Secret of Health, Success, and Power. And he talks about health and how we can maintain our health. And he says here, disease comes to those who attract it, to those whose minds and bodies are receptive to it, and flees from those whose strong, pure, and positive thoughts, fear, generates healthy and lifelong, life-giving current. So again, you know, if you want to avoid disease, you just have to really think heavy and really powerful and good thoughts. And he says here, if your present position is distasteful to you, and your heart is not in your work, nevertheless, perform your duties with scrupulous diligence, and while resting your mind in the idea that the better position and great opportunities are waiting for you. Ever keep an active mental outlook for budding possibilities so that when the critical moment arrives and a new challenge presents itself, you will step into it with your mind fully prepared for the undertaking and with the intelligence and foresight which is born of mental discipline. And the last point here that I want to bring is from the last part. It says here that it talks about happiness. It says here, when you're willing to admit that all your unhappiness is a result of your own selfishness, you will not be far from the gates of paradise. As long as you are convinced that it is the selfishness of others that is robbing you of joy, so long will you remain a prisoner in your self-created purgatory. Happiness is, and I want to emphasize here, according to James Allen, happiness is that inward state of perfect satisfaction, which is joy and peace, from which all desire is emulated. So again, we want joy, we want peace, we want to move from poverty to from poverty to power, and we have that within ourselves. And he says here, and last thing I want to quote, says here, let your soul expand, let your heart reach out to others in loving and generous warmth, and great and lasting will be your joy, and all prosperity will come to you. And I repeat, let your soul expand, let your heart reach out to others in loving and generous warmth, and great and lasting will be your joy, and all prosperity will come to you. So according to Mr. James Allen, in the book From Poverty to Power, it's all about joy. It's all about prosperity. And it will come to you when you have the proper mental attitude.
Wow. Mm-hmm. It's some good stuff. That's powerful. So certainly I remember the book, As a Man Thinketh.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've read the book, but I remember my mother. Yeah, boy, if she was alive today, she would be on this show. As a matter of fact, she would have taken over by now.
Oh, great, great, great.
Would have been her and you, because she's just like you. My mother read everything. And I remember these books, and I remember that particular book, As a Man Thinketh. I remember her referring to the book.
Wow, that's amazing.
And so she probably read the other one as well. So, again, you know, growing up in a house where, and my mother was an avid reader of, you know, Wayne Dyer and people like that. So, you know, at the time as a child, I didn't realize where she got all this motivation from. I just know she, you know, dished it out.
Yes. And I just believe that, you know, one good book leads to another, and it's something that we have to understand. And, you know, it's so funny because when you go back to 1901, that's like over 100 years ago. But it's my belief, Lisa, that, you know, as we go, like, even go further back than that, I want to find those books, too, because, you know, I find that, you know, the closer the older the book is, it's the closer it is to the Bible and to the early Bible teachings, because, you know, the Bible teachings haven't changed. You know, I mean, you know, God is the same today as he was yesterday. So it hasn't changed. I think it's people's appreciation of basic Bible principles have changed, because we know that we need the power within ourselves to go through this life, you know.
Yeah, and, you know, so many good parts, you know, that you were talking about, you know, that not being selfish and, you know, helping others and, you know, being, you know, poverty being somewhat evil and how, you know, as we, you know, do for others and, you know, we know the Word of God tells us what we make happen for others, God will make happen for us. But the joy that comes, I heard you talk about joy and just, you know, like, wow, this is truly a good message today. So I'm so glad, you know, you chose that book, and I'm letting people know that they can even go back, and for those who, you know, weren't able to tune in, that they can go back and, you know, listen to the archives on this show today.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's good mental health. I mean, you know, all the mental health professionals say that, you know, if you want to be healthy mentally, you know, help others. You know, because sometimes we get into our little pity parties, and it's always woe is me. But as you reach out to other people, you realize that your problems are not as big as you think they are. And as you reach out to other people in their system, you forget about yourself to the point where whatever you were worried about, that fades. I think we live in a day and age where people are killing themselves because of worry and anxiety, you know? And the disease is coming from that, and disease is a good word because it's dis-ease, you know? It's a lack of ease. And the thing is, I know God wants us to be happy and prosperous and without disease, without worry and whatnot. That's why I say, you know, take your burdens and throw them upon God. I mean, he can handle all that. You know, we are humans. We can't handle it. I mean, and that's why I think we need, I love what James Allen says, that, you know, each day you should go into silent thoughts, you know, just take a moment, even if it's just a 15 minutes of meditation, because what we need to still our minds, because sometimes we move so fast within our heads that we wear ourselves out. But he said, you know, we want to get that peace of God, and that comes through, I believe, through reading the Bible and through meditation, because everything that is in that book is really echoed in the Bible.
Wow, awesome. And again, you know, we welcome those who tuned in. I mean, it's an awesome topic today. Definitely for those who will tune back into the archives. And so, you know, again, we, you know, like you said, God wants us healthy. He wants us joyous. He doesn't want us with disease. Many of us are working in these fields now. I noticed that in the mental health field, I went to a job fair last week at Rutgers University in New Brunswick, and almost one whole building, they had so many companies there, they had two buildings, and one whole building almost was all agencies that deal with mental and other types of physical disabilities.
Wow.
So that's a good word, and, you know, I know there's a lot more, you know, to the book, and but, you know, hopefully you'll bring that book back and discuss some more. And now, these books are books people can get from the library. I noticed you said you passed away in 1912?
Well, this was written in 1901, but one of the things that's interesting about this book and many books like this is that these books are what they call in the public domain.
Exactly.
And, you know, what happens is that, you know, for these books, the copyright has expired. So, again, it's so funny because if you and I decide that we wanted to publish this book, we could publish this book in our own imprint, you know, because it's there. So if you go, you can probably Google the book and get the book for free, you know,
mm-hmm.
because it is in the public domain. But the thing I like about this book is, although it was written in 1901, it really gives you the foundation for living, especially in these times when we're under so much stress. We need the meditation that James Allen talks about. And again, so this was part one, and so part two I will do next week, and that'll be entitled The Way of Peace. Today we talked about the path to prosperity, the path of prosperity, and next week we're going to talk about the way of peace. And so this is a two-part program because I knew in a half an hour we could cover it all. So, you know, there's more. There's a lot more that we'll cover next week.
So definitely then, definitely we'll look for that. And, you know, we just have a few minutes left on the broadcast today. And I know that for those people that tuned in, I know you got a good word out of this. And so definitely. Spread it and look forward, like you said, you know, don't think negative thoughts about your life. Don't think poverty thoughts about your life. You know, he said you create, you attract what you're thinking.
Right, right. And at least it says in the Bible, you know, like the life and death is in the power of the tongue. So we can't, we can't take lightly. I mean, that's why I never say, I don't care if it's raining, snowing, sleeting, and hurricaneing, you know. I never say it's going to be a bad day. Because if I say that, guess what? It's going to happen. So what I say, hey, I tell my wife, you know, before she leaves, I kiss her and say, have a great day. You know, it's going to be a great day. You know,
that's right.
Again, and it says in the Bible, you know, the power of tongue. Okay, so again, let's speak good things on ourselves today and every day.
You know, that is so true. Absolutely. I mean, you're absolutely right. As a matter of fact, I was going to be talking about something like this today with one of the groups that I'm doing.
Great. Yeah.
Shows how, you know, your thoughts lead to your words, and the words lead, you know, to our actions, and our actions to our character, and ultimately our destiny.
Yes.
I work with that are addicted to drugs and are coming out of prisons and whatnot. So, you know, I got to get them to change their. I started out thinking about showing them the difference of, you know, rational and irrational beliefs, and them about what their beliefs are and how they got these beliefs and how are these beliefs serving them. If, you know, so this is really good, and just kind of confirms that right now this is a good message to definitely start the year off with. Set the tone, set the tone in the right direction, positive thinking, not, you know, being careful of what we say. Our words do have life and power.
Yes.
Power and life, and, you know, the word of God teaches us we shall have what we say. It says it clearly.
Right. And I find in my life it's come to pass. You know, I know that when I'm really positive and thinking in a positive way, things happen in a positive manner. When I start to be negative, I do feel disease in my body, in my soul, in my spirit, because I am not at ease.
Right.
And that's what it is. I'm not at ease.
Awesome. Well, this time went so fast. We only have about 5 seconds left. So, Terry, thank you so much for bringing this very, very powerful book and topic.
And thank you for the opportunity.
Yep, now we're down to 60 seconds. And we'll look forward to part two next week, and we'll talk more about from poverty to power. I love it, and I think that a lot more people will definitely tune in, and this way I'll make some more mentions of it throughout the week on Facebook, and, you know, play some of the excerpts from today's broadcast, and do it. Let's just do it. Okay, well, that's all we have time for. And Terry, you have a wonderful day on the college campuses of USA.
Yeah. there. I'll be there.
Okay. Okay. Well, we got other projects coming over. I know we got book conferences, writer conferences coming, so we will definitely be in touch, and we look forward to having you back next Tuesday.
Okay.
Everyone, bye-bye. Thanks, everyone. Have a great and powerful day.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.